Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Masech Seidiyos, and we're up to Parakhas Mishnah Hey. Hey, Rabbi Akiva Mishum Nechemya Ish Beis Deli. Rabbi Akiva said, testified in the name of Nechemya Ish Beis Deli. Shemasiyah Me'ish Al Pi Eid Echad, that you let a woman get remarried if even just an Eid Echad says that her husband is dead. Normally for a Davish Abarvi in each Shnei Eidim, but there's a special kula that we have for Takana Segunos. Hey, Rabbi Shuala Tzamash Nimtsu Bidir Ha'etim. And he also said about bones that are found in the deer ha'etim in the Beis HaMikdash, Amr Chamim melaket etzem etzem. The Chamim said that you could collect each bone that you find, and you don't have to look for more. Meaning, as you find them, you take them out, but you don't have to assume that there must be more there and look for them. Vakol tahar, and anything that was there before the bones were taken out is still going to be tahar, because you don't know if those things ever became tameh from the bones, and it's a Savik Tumber Shusram is going to be tahar. Mishnevav, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Shamatik Shayubonu Behechal. I heard once that when they came back from Galus Bavel and they were building the Hechal of the second Beis HaMikdash, Osim Klam Lehechal Klam Lazarus, that they made curtains for the Hechal and curtains for the Azaros. So, meaning ultimately they were going to build walls there, but in the meantime they separated the rooms with curtains, and that way they were able to makdish the proper areas for bringing karbanos, you know, in the different parts. But the curtains of the heichal were hanging within the area where the walls were going to be, and they built the wall on the outside of the curtains, meaning bonim ibachutz. When they came time to build the wall, they built it on the further out from where the curtain was previously there. Ubazara bonim ibefnim. Whereas the way they hung the curtains by the azara was that when it came time to build the wall, they built it further inside from where the curtains were. Amar Rabbi Shua Shamati Shemakriv Nafal Pisha in Bayis. Rabbi Shua says, I heard that there are makriv, you're allowed to be makriv kabanos on the mizbeach even though there's no Beis HaMikdash at all. You don't even need curtains. Vachum kachikachim af bishem klal. And you're allowed to eat kachi kachim, even though there are no curtains of an azara. Kachim kalim meister sheni afal pi shein chama. And you're allowed to eat kachim kalim and meister sheni, even though there is no wall of Yerushalayim. Shekadushu shana kitchel shaitav kitchel aslavo. Because these areas are holy, regardless of whether something's there or not. It's kitchel shaita and kitchel aslavo. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Hey, we said that Rabbi Kiva was made in the name of Nechemya Ish Beis Deli, that one witness to say that a woman's husband died is enough to let her get remarried, and that if Rabbi Shua was made, if you find bones in the Dira Eitzim in the Beis HaMikdash, just as you find them, you remove them, and whatever was there before is going to be Tahar anyway. And then in Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Lezer had said that he heard that when they came back after Golas Bavel to build, before they had a chance to build walls, they put up curtains. It's just that in the Heichal, they built the wall outside of the curtain, in the Azar, they built the wall inside of the curtain, and Rabbi Shua said, you know what, you don't even really need a Beis HaMikdash in order to bring karbanos, or in order to eat kachim, or in order to eat kachim kalim meiser sheni. You don't need a wall of Yerushalayim to be able to eat these things, because the Kedusha Rishon is kitchel shaita v'kitchel asadavo anyway. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Paraches Mishnah Zayin, the very last Mishnah of Meseches Eiduyos, and we will go on from there. Everyone have a wonderful day.